Do you want to see inside an epic ad strategy for Facebook videos, especially for Facebook gaming, that is empowered by the new Creator Studio and ad breaks? You generally need a video to do this, and I'm grateful to get to show you this today. This is the kind of information you'd pay a fortune to get the inside of, or you can just watch my video. I'll show it to you for free right now. Look at this. So here's what I'm doing on my Facebook ads account. I've got a video. I've been testing this in a few other iterations. We are working our way up to the highest level test on this. Let me explain the basic premise of what we're doing here. On Facebook, videos get out and are shared in the news feed, something like this, or in the suggested videos. And this in particular is a vertical video I've done right here. While almost all videos on Facebook have hardly any views and hardly any engagement, those at the top get a fantastic amount of organic reach simply given to them for free. Therefore, if you want to get the organic reach for free, you need a lot of video views. Now, up until recently, it hasn't been worthwhile to have organic reach on Facebook. However, one big thing just changed. Facebook has just started allowing videos to monetize in the Creator Studio. So what you're seeing here in the Creator is the inside of the Creator Studio. Now, I'm not allowed to show you the actual income I'm making on the video. However, what I can show you is that when you go inside the Creator Studio, you can see there's these monetization tabs, there's earnings, there's a content library. You want to go to the Creator Studio on Facebook. What you can do on the Creator Studio is videos of more than 3 minutes are able to get approved for ad breaks. This means they earn income when people watch them for over 3 minutes from an organic traffic source. What you can see is a screenshot of the data here from my post in the Creator Studio. Now, if I go to a different part of this, it'll show you the income. So far, my organic post reach is about 29,000 people on this, but we are just getting this thing rolling. What I'm doing is I'm releasing new videos and then I'm pumping them hard with global ads just to get the most minutes watched and the most engagement. Because once that happens, it triggers up an indefinite organic reach. The organic reach then gives me impressions that count towards ad revenue as soon as someone watches 3 minutes or more indefinitely. I've earned close to $100 on another one of my videos, and I didn't even intend to test this out. I just advertised it to a few hundred thousand people, the same as I often do. It's this blackout when you get that first solo win, 247,000 views on this. And what's happened is the more I've advertised it, the more organic views it's got. And the more organic views it gets, the more organic views it keeps getting. Now, this one is a video from 3 months ago. It is still continuing to get watched and is continuing to get organic views on it for free. Therefore, what I do is I put new videos up and I just keep taking a chance on every one of them that the video kind of goes viral on its own. Basically, most videos have almost no chance in going viral on their own. However, when you go in and put a whole bunch of ads on a video, every video has a chance to go viral. To go viral meaning it gets a lot of organic views all on its own. And one video going viral, let's say pulling in 1 million views on its own, earning maybe $10 CPM on the ad breaks, maybe 10% of those getting to it, you're looking at that I could easily make $1,000+ in ad revenue back on the organic traffic from any one of my videos. Not just that, but then on my Facebook page, I've got the Become a Supporter button on my Facebook page, and I can get donations on my page, and I can get organic reach from new followers, from especially organic traffic and from ads. So what happens is it's one of these snowball things. The more one video does good and brings people in, the more every single video does good and brings people in. And that has allowed some of the creators on FB.gg to have this ridiculous snowball effect where they put out a video that gets a million views for free, and that almost every video they put out gets a huge amount of views for free, and then every single thing they put out earns them, if not hundreds, thousands of dollars in ad revenue from the ad breaks. And most people have no chance at this because simply the following is not there. You don't hit critical mass to get up there, but Facebook ads allow you to get critical mass. And here's the actual results I'm getting. These are four different ads, and the way these are targeted, these are globally targeted ads. So I'm trying to get the lowest cost views, the most minutes watched, the most engagement for the absolute lowest price. Right now, the lowest price is 8 cents per thousand impressions. These are very broadly targeted to a worldwide audience. I'll show you the actual targeting in here. What you've got, I got these $25 a day worldwide English literally games, just a massive category. I've got these placed on Facebook feeds and suggested videos. Then I've optimized for a through play. This ad set is specifically designed to get the longest amount of watch time on the video. And it turns out this looks like this basic formula is working better than any of the others. I've tried some more specifically targeted. Since it's a Call of Duty video, I've tried Call of Duty videos. However, the CPM is a lot higher, and the shares and the page likes and the cost per page likes and the post reactions on this one are actually doing better than any of the others, even though it's a huge worldwide targeted one. This gives me the ability to just put out videos essentially the whole world, take whoever is most interested and loves the video and shares it and comments on it. Then we kind of collectively work together, get the videos to critical mass just by doing the lowest cost worldwide ads. Then the organic reach on the video continues to go up. The more the organic reach goes up, it's just this positive feedback loop. My calculations are that the video needs to get 500,000 to a million views or so to get into that critical mass and trigger that indefinite organic reach. Now, some videos will work better than others, and the only way to do this is just to test it over and over again. The videos that do the best have the ability to pay for ads on maybe 5 or 10 other videos. Therefore, my plan is to drop $500 to $1,000 in ad revenue and ad spent on video after video after video. And then one video is likely to come in and make thousands of dollars of ad revenue, pull a huge following, pull a ton more donations, pull supporters in, and just this positive feedback loop that's crazy that almost no one else outside of celebrities and those already at the top of the gaming get to participate in. But fortunately, Facebook ads gives any of us the ability to act kind of like we have that following. And then as far as Facebook algorithms go, Facebook's like, oh, a ton of people are watching this. Let's show this video to even more people. Therefore, I've given you this formula as something, if you are having hardly anyone watching your videos, you want a chance to get a video viral, this is the best way I see to do it. I've tried some ads just in US, Canada, Australia. The ad costs are so high that it just, you need to spend like $5,000 or $10,000 a video to get the same or similar results. For example, the same ad in the USA, I'm going to try more, but the same ad in the USA was costing 10 to 100 times as much in the USA versus just going worldwide. And for this, it's all about numbers. You see 100K views, it doesn't say where the 100K views are from. And the algorithm in many senses does not care where the views are from either. And then the comments, the shares, it can just snowball on itself. So thank you for looking at this strategy. This is the cutting edge of what I've come up with. This is the first thing I've seen on Facebook that is amazing in the sense that all of this can pay for itself without leaving Facebook. I can essentially build a massive following and all the income. I don't even need anyone to go outside of Facebook. The ad revenue and all the donations and all the supporters and all the organic engagement, all of this can happen directly in Facebook. And you're like, okay, is this just for gaming pages? I think this has the potential to work for lots of different types of pages. While my page is a gaming page right now, it's been a lot of other things too. I imagine this can work for other pages. Finally, there's also a partner program Facebook has. I imagine having a few viral videos with millions of views are likely to put some eyebrows up at the Facebook gaming team and say, wow, this guy's willing to drop $1,000 to advertise this video. Maybe he's worth having as a partner, and the partner program has its own payment. Therefore, if you're a gaming video creator, I think what I'm sharing with you has some exceptional potential for it. And if you are in a different category, I think there's still a lot of potential with it. Thank you very much for watching this video. If you found it helpful, will you please drop a like on the video or the podcast episode? Maybe leave a review on the podcast, because you will feel good giving back something here out of an ad strategy I've given you that a coach, you might have to have paid tens of thousands of dollars to a coach to get some kind of strategy and insight like this. You can give back with a like. I love you. Awesome. Thanks for being here with me. And if you do want coaching, I do have coaching available. Links in the description at jerrybanfield.com/coaching. This is the kind of stuff I can help you come up with in my coaching. Also, especially if you're doing gaming, we can help get you to the top, get you as partner, get you to the top of Facebook gaming using these exact kinds of strategies.